Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Dynamite. I thought it was a great Dynamite, actually. And that leads us to tonight, where we have an AEW 2.5 hour collision show. Why is it 2.5 hours? Because Tony's a maniac. I believe 17 matches were taped last night. And we'll tell you about what's going on tonight on that show. We've also got a bunch of other news. It is not a huge weekend because of July 4th, but we got news nonetheless. Updates on Kyle Fletcher and Eric Young. Eric Young has left TNA. We've got some notes on the expanded card for Night of Champions. We got updates on Netflix censoring blood, which people are talking about. WWE ID talent and produce wrestling. We've got the story on Vince McMahon, Ari Emanuel, and the three voicemails that WrestleNomics Brandon Thurston was able to get via Freedom of Information Act request. How that plays in everything that took place around the WWE sale, and a lot of other news as well. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. We'll do the full Dynamite report at the end of the show today. We will not do collision spoilers. Okay, some of you sickos are ready for 2.5 more hours of wrestling tonight. But we'll give you the lineup. Back in a moment with more. Filthy joins us, Observer Live.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cool.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Hey, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy is joining us here today. What's going on, Filthy Tom?
And a lot of soccer. World Cup. Viva la France.
Yeah. Did you watch Dynamite last night?
Yeah, of course I did. I have to report on
it. I barely did.
Really?
Well, for reasons I cannot explain, YouTube TV just didn't record it. And so, luckily, this has happened before. So, if there are any of you out there that couldn't find your recording of Dynamite on YouTube TV, they basically put it in... There's like a bunch of different categories, and there's like seasons of Dynamite, and there's something at the bottom that just says extras, which is always empty. And for some reason, last night's show was put in extras. So I did end up getting to see it, but it took me like 20 minutes to find out, where's this recording at? Why didn't this record? So anyway, I figured
probably
it out.
Due to the length of the show.
Well, no, actually it was shorter than usual. It was only 2 hours, 12 minutes. It was a huge improvement. Tonight, however, Collision, I mean, I should have known... This guy runs a...
Dude, I saw the results, and I just kept reading. I thought I was reading a daily update from the old website report. It was just scrolling and scrolling. I'm like, what is this Dynamite and Collision, and did they tape two more weeks?
No, it is a 2.5-hour Collision, which probably has an overrun, if we're being honest, because this guy did a really, really, really long pay-per-view on Sunday, and then went to San Diego and ran 17 matches, I believe was the number. So, anyway, if you want to watch a bunch more wrestling tonight, boy, have I got options for you.
This is like the heyday of Black Label Pro. Just match after match.
I don't even know why it's 2.5 hours. I mean, has anyone explained this? It's just because he wants to go really long? Here's a question that I've asked, and like, no one has answered this question for me, okay? No one's answered this question. Is he, like, giving them all these overruns for free? I've never heard anything about how they're paid for regularly 2-hour and 20-minute shows or 2-hour and 30-minute shows. Is he just giving them regularly, like, extra content and WBD is paying him nothing extra?
Well, what would the other option would be, there's, like, he has a set amount of time. Like, he has to give them 1,000 hours over the course of a year. And just pumps it out at whatever.
Because he's
rate
been
he
running
wants.
Short lately.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just trying to think of any scenario in which you would just have all these random time, you know. Like, sometimes there's one show a week. Sometimes there's two. Sometimes they're back to back. Sometimes there are different days. Sometimes they're 2 hours. Sometimes they're 3 hours. Sometimes they're 2.5 hours. Sometimes one's not even there at all. And then the next week, it's 4 hours.
I don't know, man. This guy's, he's just a maniac. That's all there is to it. He is a maniac. Now, on the collision tapings.
Hey, let's be honest. If it were up to me and I just had wrestlers at my disposal and nobody was going to stop me, I'd just be making matches all day, too.
Nope, not me.
I would.
No. I'm not built like that. After 3 hours of wrestling, I love wrestling, dude. I've been doing it all my life. It's my livelihood. After 3 hours of wrestling, it's like, let's get out of here. Let's go eat. Like, you want to go 4 more hours? No! Anyway, on the collision tapings, a bunch of fans were very concerned about Kyle Fletcher. I guess he fell off the post and then went under the ring and vomited. Does that sound familiar, Tom?
Actually, yes. Not to me. I mean, I've seen that happen.
It's actually happened to you as well. But anyway.
I didn't do that. I saw that happen.
You vomited all over my couch, which has since been replaced.
Hold on. How is that the same as Kyle Fletcher falling off of the post and then barfing?
Well, you don't remember, but you fell off the couch before you barfed on it. We were all concerned you had a concussion. Then you blamed Applebee's.
Oh, my God.
So anyway.
Concerned I had a concussion from falling 2 feet off your couch.
Hey.
Shut up.
This is how you land.
This is like in jiu-jitsu. Like, guys will, like, bump me with an elbow and they'll go, oh, man, I'm sorry. And I'm like, shut up. How strong do you think you are? You can knock me out. I'm not trying. People have tried their damnedest and couldn't do it.
I thought you were angry that they apologized for elbowing you. Because that annoys me. Like, how about instead of apologizing, just stop elbowing me in a jiu-jitsu match? Like, what are we doing here? Why do you have elbows everywhere? So anyway, Kyle Fletcher is okay. They believe he might have been dehydrated, didn't have a concussion, isn't injured. So the Kyle Fletcher-Takeshita match, which, like the MJF match with Kenny Omega, for reasons completely unknown, has been moved up to next week. It was originally scheduled for the pay-per-view, and I don't know, maybe MJF has a new movie? I don't know, but they've just moved it up to next week. So at least Kyle's okay. Also note on Eric Young, as mentioned on Observer Radio last night, Eric Young is going to be likely headed to NXT to do the player-coach role that Sean Spears has been doing. Maybe they can be a team. Sean Spears and Eric Young.
You know, you were like talking about, oh man, Sean Spears is going to be a babyface. This is weird. I mean, did you forget he was the 10 guy?
He was the 10
guy. He's tailor made
a long time ago. But that was a long time ago.
10 years ago.
I mean, I guess you could come back and do 10 again.
We're getting Enzo and Cass back.
Yeah, but that was like a super over act.
The 10 was super over.
The 10 was over, but I mean, okay. I don't want to bury the guy. He seems like a nice guy and all.
He is a nice guy. Hell of a worker.
He is a hell of a worker. I think he blocked me on Twitter for something, though. It's not the first time.
Well, he probably blocked me, too, but I at least wrestled him first. Got one in. Stiffed him.
An errant elbow that you apologize for later?
Hell no, I wouldn't apologize. I'll tell you what, he's one of those guys that, like, hits you really hard, like, really hard chop that you're not expecting, you know?
What's wrong with that?
I just said I wasn't expecting it.
How would you expect a light chop? If someone's going to chop you, what do you expect?
I didn't say a light chop, but I mean, he's packing more of a punch than I thought he would.
I see. So you're saying he looks weak. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Gotcha.
No, you look weak.
That poor guy.
He looks like a strong guy.
That poor guy.
We're putting him over by acting like...
By burying him?
We're not burying him, actually.
What was the guy's name we chopped a couple weeks ago? In our match? Which one was
again?
It?
I don't know.
Anyway, this poor guy. We did the ping pong spot where we just chopped him and chopped him and chopped him. And apparently, like, he explained to me that when he was training, like, somebody had done, they'd like done the thing where you take you to the corner, they just chop you. And so he has PTSD about chops. And meanwhile, we chopped him like 16 times. But I said to him, I was like, we were just ping ponging and you could have fallen down at any time. You just kept coming. So I kept chopping you. So anyway, sometimes it's your own fault. You know what I'm saying? He'll get me next time, I'm sure.
That Jinder Mahal chopped the hell out of me, too.
Yeah. Can we get to some news or something?
yeah, just start doing it.
All right, Night of Champions 2026.
Unless you want to talk about Conor.
McGregor? No, I don't. So the Night of Champions was a six-match card as opposed to five. And according to WrestleVotes, God, ESPN approached WWE about, quote, adding another match or two to the lineup so they would strengthen the paid portion of the show. Since, of course, two matches are always free on ESPN, which happened to be, by the way, both King and Queen of the Ring finals. And so WWE added another match for the PLE. And that's the one, by the way, that made me so mad that I left the house in the pouring rain and had to take a walk because it just set me off. If anyone from ESPN is listening, how about you approach WWE about getting the damn show on the road? Because these shows take too long. I know ESPN wants to air commercials. I guess there's nothing we can do about that. But, like, we don't need to see the Arabic announcers calling the match in Arabic. Why are we wasting all this time? Just, like, give us the show and let's get moving here. God, I'm still angry about it right now. I'm starting to sweat. But anyway, that's the way there are extra matches on that show. A whopping six matches on Night of Champions. They also blurred out blood on the head of Bron Breakker. It's actually not the first time Netflix has done this, but I guess they don't like blood because, you know, there's no blood on Netflix. So they blurred his head. They cut to crowd shots so you couldn't see the blood. And they also edited out Ole S. Chance and added in This Is Awesome Chance to the match. Whatever. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now. right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom joining us here today.
Yeah, the sounds of Ice Train.
Yes.
Bringing us in, and I'd like to mention that Ice Train's old manager, Teddy Long, will be appearing on MLW this Saturday, 6:05.
Wow.
July 4th. From center stage in Atlanta.
Is he setting up a tag match?
No, he's there. He's there scouting, I believe. But I don't talk to Teddy Long. Guy's senile, out of his mind.
Wow. Jeez. I don't know if that was necessary.
I'm a heel announcer.
Okay. So here's the full lineup for Collision tonight, guys. You ready for this? This may be the entire segment. Andrade versus Brian Cage, which was set up on Dynamite. Athena versus Rena for the number one spot in the Women's Casino Gauntlet match. Maya World versus Julia Hart for the number two spot in the Women's Casino Gauntlet match. No spoilers! Death Riders versus Drilla Maloney and Shingo. Actually sounds fun. Claudio and Pac. Kyle Fletcher versus ELP. Adam Copeland, Jay White, Austin Gunn, and Colton Gunn. Versus Shane Taylor, The Infantry, and Lee Moriarty. Kyle Fletcher versus ELP for some reason was written twice on the front page. Mike Bailey, Bandito, and Mystico versus The Rascals. The Demand will be in action. It's a taped show, but we can't say who the opponents are. Well, and also Thunder Rosa and Mina Shirakawa will be in action.
My guess is that they were against jobbers.
Those jobbers might bring some viewers. You never know.
Some of those jobbers were actually facing off against Royce Isaacs last week at Relentless, or whatever that was.
Is that true?
Yeah. Jordan Cruz.
Huh, how about that?
I saw him doing security last night in the corner. He was holding Will Ospreay back, I think. Somebody had... Who was in that brawl? They had, like, Kenny Omega in a chokehold in the corner. Some guy had him in a rear naked choke, full on. And I'm like, what is happening during that brawl? But yeah, Jordan Cruz wrestled Roosh on Collision.
Mm. So that's another match I didn't even read. It wasn't even on the lineup.
Also, Hook said Katsuyori Shibata will be going after Bandito.
That's what Hook said?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of Hook in GCW?
No.
This guy's over. I saw a spot where he did the old skewers to the head followed by the T-bone. This place went wild for this guy. So, anyway, on Wednesday it was announced WWE ID wrestlers Marcus Mathers and old Starboy Charlie have both been pulled from Produce's July 16th event due to WWE obligations, at which point Produce stated that anyone who cancels a booking for them for, quote, another independent contractor gig that isn't a full-time contract, will have all future bookings terminated, which, of course, had people going after Orange Crush on social media. And so he then tweeted, just a note on yesterday, point of my announcements was not to name and shame talent. It was to highlight the fact that they were promised the equivalent of a grant program and were conned into doing scab work that should be widely understood. Produce exists to serve our fan base, but as an idea, also as an institutional critique that shines a light on practices that are designed to devalue the talent, I'll take 1,000 bullets personally. I want to get that number right. If it brings sunlight to things, it will make folks think twice about screwing talent or the fans. This will always be the tone. If you want passive viewing, you've got plenty of options. GCW's Brett Lauderdale then said that the idea that Mathers and Hall were pulled because Produce has a relationship with AEW is false. He says, why would you be required to cancel bookings 24 hours before tapings that are a two-hour... Actually, hold on a second. I got to go back. He said, WWE, this is Lauderdale, has WWE has Evolve taping scheduled for July 17th and 18th and is requiring ID talent to be in Florida July 16th. Adam then questioned why wrestlers would have to be in Florida a full day before the Evolve tapings. Why would you be required to cancel bookings 24 hours before tapings that are a 2 hour and 30 minute flight away? If you are on Raw, you arrive the same day. We were given no logic or explanation. So anyway, from what I can gather here, Adam believes that the reason these people were pulled is clearly because Produce is on my AEW. I also believe that is why they were pulled. Brett Lauderdale does not believe they were pulled for that reason. I guess, you know, we'll find out who's right as we move forward here, because my guess is there's not going to be any ID talent on anything that airs on my AEW. I guess we'll find out if that's not the case. But
hey, can I read something from another independent promoter?
Well, let me make one other comment here. So I do want to say that I was contacted by somebody in WWE, and they were like, we do not arrive for Raw the same day. There might be some people that do, but the vast majority, if Raw's on Monday, the vast majority arrive on Sunday. So it is something that WWE does where they want people there a day early. Obviously, it's different with, you know, a lot of independent shows. They just fly in day of the show and sometimes fly out immediately afterwards. But for most WWE talent, they do come in Sunday. So anyway, what do you want to read?
Well, this is actually from AIW's, I believe it would be John Thorne that runs the account, but another independent promoter. And I think this is basically the best way to look at it. He said, until we can pay someone a livable yearly wage as independent promoters, we just have to kind of deal with these things and move on. If we think the risk is worth enough, we will keep working with those talents. And if we don't think the risk is worth it, we will book other people. He said, it's easy to blame WWE, but this has happened to us from every major company. It's the nature of the game, and they will have to call an audible and make adjustments no matter how annoying it is. Being an independent wrestling promoter or booker is a very annoying job, hobby, but we all know what we signed up for and do not have the resources to do it any other way. If we did, we would be a corporate wrestling company and not an independent one.
So, yeah, that's, I guess I mean, yep,
sucks for the WWE ID wrestlers who were sold a bill of goods, which may not be essentially what is happening now, and it sucks for the promoters who have to deal with this. It sucks for the WWE in a way that they're going to get backlash and the wrestlers are going to get backlash from fans from it. But hey,
well, I will maybe say this. I don't know what the ID wrestlers were actually promised, but Dave says that when this whole thing started, they were basically told there won't be any restrictions. You can work anywhere. You can work on shows with AEW talent, blah, blah, blah. And I think we all know what was going to happen if that actually was promised. It wasn't going to happen. I mean, it's just, it doesn't. It's how wrestling works. WWE does not want their talent, you know, working on shows that AEW talent are on. And, you know, now we're getting into, I mean, we just had that thing with what's her name? Had to make a choice between CMLL and TNA.
Tessa Blanchard. We had the thing with Leon Slater and Ricochet.
Leon Slater and Ricochet.
WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, I mean, this is just how things operate. And I'm not saying it's fair. I mean, don't yell at me. I'm just telling you, this is how things operate. And that's that.
Well, I guess in some ways that makes this Produce One show, which you could get with code PRODUCEFILTHY, even more historic.
It is.
If we never see any more of these ID talent on my AEW.
We have these voicemails from Vince and Ari Emanuel.
This is Vince.
Brandon Thurston got via Freedom of Information Act. They're all available on YouTube. In one of the clips from September, this is from the the shareholder lawsuit where, you know, their argument was that Vince decided to go with TKO because they were going to try and get him out of his legal issues, which, I mean, The point of all of this is, I mean, you can listen to these voicemails. It pretty much confirms everything you know. But the reality is it doesn't change anything because it's already being settled. So, and this is probably why it's being settled, because they didn't have a leg to stand on, it seems. And what are the clips? Emmanuel assured McMahon he would be helped with his impending legal issues with both the U.S. Department of Justice and the SEC. This was during the time that Emmanuel and Endeavor were negotiating with McMahon to merge WWE with UFC to create TKO, a deal that he eventually signed. In one of the clips found below, Emmanuel said he spoke with Latham & Watkins, a legal firm, and that, quote, everybody at the DOG is former Latham lawyers. So on that side, it will be helpful. He downplayed the SEC, saying that's just the penalty, and that, quote, as it relates to everything else, yes, we can indemnify you, and we will. You know, everyone always talks about how for these rich people, nothing matters. They just pay it off.
Not even.
He literally said, that's just the penalty. Ah, who cares? It's just a penalty. We'll pay it.
All of the Department of Justice came from one law firm.
Yeah, that makes
that
a lot
sounds,
of sense.
Yeah, that sounds like against the rules of a democracy. But hey, who am I to say anything?
And also, there's a lot of information regarding Stephanie. Apparently, she really did not want Vince to sell the company. Obviously, because, you know, she was his daughter. And she would have ended up with a lot of power. She would have been in charge. She would have the company. And he sold it.
Well, you know what?
And then she resigned.
There were some other things, you know, as Vince said in his voicemail.
There's other things!
The sale and some other stuff, you know.
This guy. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, listen, everybody. I know that I've made fun of this maniac Tony Khan and his 77 match cards and this and that, but let me tell you, I'll talk more about this with Vinny tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, but I thought this Dynamite was, like, great. I wish every Dynamite was like this show. Like, I know a lot of people like last week's show where they did 8 bangers in 2 hours and 20 minutes or whatever. Just match, 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 match. But I thought this show between, I mean, they had backstage segments. They had interviews in the ring. They had matches. They had build to matches. They had a show-long storyline where a guy had to make a decision at the end of the show. I mean, I thought this Dynamite was just great.
They put a cap in a lot of ways on this MJF Briscoe feud, which has been going on forever too. So you had a culmination of a storyline there, a title match in the de facto main event, which that title match has been built up for better or worse for about a month now, at least getting the word of the match out there and then doing qualifiers for the match itself. So yeah, looking up and down. I mean, I didn't think much of it afterwards as far as like, did I enjoy that show or not, because of I was lied to right off the bat. But yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Lied to about what?
Oh, I was lied to because when they opened up, Excalibur, Nigel, and Tony Schiavone go, "We welcome you to Dynamite for the next 2 hours."
Oh, well, there is that.
And I thought to myself, there's no way in hell.
No, of course not.
No way you're hitting 2 hours.
No.
So they kicked us to footage of Renee interviewing Will Ospreay on Sunday, right after he won the Owen Hart Cup. John Moxley almost immediately piped in from the dressing room. And Ospreay asked Moxley what he meant when Mox said he was starting to see it in him a few weeks ago. And Mox went on a soliloquy, said AEW could be something great, but it's a business full of carnies, liars, and backstabbers, clowns, as Mox has put it in the past. Mox presented him a Death Riders patch and said that they all voted and that Ospreay can ride with him anywhere they go. So Ospreay kind of thought about it, and Moxie walks off, and as soon as Ospreay turns, Kenny Omega is right there, clapping, congratulating him. And Omega starts talking, and Will cuts him off, and he's like, "Kenny, you're not my dad."
Well, wow. Geez.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Jeez, I mean, brother.
A little confrontational. And then he said, just because Kenny has given up on himself, and then Kenny had to cut him off, they start arguing a little. MJF walks in. And MJF told Will he will see him at Wembley, bruv. And Omega told Will to get some rest. And he loves him and he will always care about him. How nice.
I thought this was a great segment. It was like one continuous shot, you know, from one guy to the next guy to the next guy. No cuts. I thought everyone did an awesome job because you get one chance when you do a shot like that. It was great.
Well, they could have recorded it multiple times. Well, they didn't do it live.
They could have, but
MJF versus Mark Briscoe for the AEW World title. It was the opening match on the show. MJF opened up the forehead of Briscoe early on that was damaged from Sunday's pay-per-view. He was bleeding almost immediately. This was like all Mark Briscoe hitting huge moves at the beginning. Slams MJF on the concrete, cactus elbow, cutthroat driver, runs the barricade, gives MJF a blockbuster off of it. I don't think MJF got any offense, actually, for like the first, I don't know, the entire match until the finish, actually. Briscoe crushed MJF with a froggy bow through a table. MJF got his foot on the bottom rope. That was a great near fall. And Briscoe with another froggy bow, the J-driller. MJF kicks out. They end up on the top ropes. MJF goes to the eyes, hits an Alabama slam, the heat seeker pile driver. and he pins Mark Briscoe. MJF lined up Briscoe, laid him out with the Dynamite Diamond Ring. He was going to do it again, but Kenny Omega ran down for the save, told Max that if he somehow cheated his way through Briscoe, he was going to knock down his door.
And Max goes, I beat him clean!
Which he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do anything outside of the rules. So, Kenny challenges Max for a match tonight. MJF says no. He said, Kenny, by God, is nothing but a fraud. He said, Big Hebrew just had a big idea. He will wrestle Kenny next week in the main event of Beach Break. However, Kenny has to accept the stipulation that if he loses, much like his boy Hangman Page, he can never challenge for the title again. So a show long storyline of whether Kenny Omega is going to accept this challenge of Max, or if it's just the stakes are too high.
They mentioned Hangman and Cody.
Renee talked to Max backstage where he first addressed Andrade, told him payback is coming. Then Renee asked if he was prepared for Kenny Omega, and he ran down a list of everyone he has defeated in AEW. Quite impressive to name all these people. He reminded us that Omega is 0-2 against Big Hebrew. He said it's moot because Omega won't agree to his terms because Omega is literally gutless. And Max speaking a lot of truth tonight about Kenny there. Ospreay entered and asked why the stipulation, and MJF just told him off. Then Tony Schiavone brought out Andrade to be interviewed. He was almost immediately jumped by the Don Callis family. Cage gave him a drill claw in the ring. They tossed him to the floor so that Kevin Knight could then have a match against ROH TV champion Leo Rush.
Leo Rush and Kevin Knight.
Well, let me tell you. It's Leo Rush. Him and Shiloh Hill. I've never turned around on two characters so much in my life.
Yeah, God bless this guy. He came up with an idea that was just like
completely wacky. The issue I had with it before is that he was like a spooky character that we were supposed to be scared of.
Well, that's stupid, yeah.
This is like we're all confused. Including
and he
Leo
uses
Rush.
His confusion.
Yeah. It's a different character. It's a shift.
Dude, when he started galloping, this place went wild for that spot. That was the most over spot on the show. Leo Rush galloping.
Well, no one else does it.
It's true.
Kevin Knight hurt his knee early on trying to chase around the Blackheart. And Leo Rush did like a bridging paper cutter choke. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
At one point. He basically put on a diamond cutter on the ground and did a bridge, but I've never seen that in my life. Doyle pulled Knight to the floor. Knight was able to land a leaping clothesline to Rush, followed by a springboard lariat into the ring as he sold his knee. Then he hit the bookend and got the win. It's a good match, though. Darby Allin came out, said he wants a TNT title match. The Jet was seemingly going to accept, but Don Callis took the mic. Said Darby crossed the line at the pay-per-view with the explosion. He displayed criminal behavior, and he will never get a shot at the title.
This is all true, by the way. That was the one thing with this show that was just silly. It's like the announcers during Kevin Knight and Leo Rush are explaining, nonchalantly, by the way, Kevin Knight was blown up by a bomb on Sunday.
Then he flew off the top of the
cage. Knocked off the cage through multiple, and I'm like, but he's wrestling today. And then Don Callis makes a good point. You're a criminal. You tried to blow that guy up. And he's gonna keep blowing him up with bombs until he gets a championship match, I guess.
Yeah, he didn't even seem upset. He was just like, well, made your own grave.
Ha-ha!
I was expecting a bomb to go off right then, but maybe it was the one they had for Kingston and Mox. Jericho jumped Ciampa during an interview with Renee, and they brawled outside. Omega was backstage. He told the Bucks and Renee that if he takes this match with MJF, he's going to do it alone, even though the Bucks want to help. Will Ospreay and Jon Moxley took on the Swirl of Lee Johnson and Blake Christian. And my notes here say Oprah ran wild, but I believe that's Will Ospreay who ran wild before. I don't think Oprah can even run, can she? Will Ospreay ran wild before a commercial. But when we returned, Moxley was being beaten down by Lee Johnson. Jay Lethal interfered as Moxley was firing up. Marina gave Lethal an exploder on the floor. Mox leveled Lee in the ring, tagged in Ospreay. Ospreay went nuts, intercepted Blake Christian with a cutter. Moxley in a paradigm shift. Ospreay with the hidden blade, and they got the win. As Will Ospreay is now officially a Death Rider.
Yes, he is.
Wearing the patch. And we had an interview where Christian was asked Edge backstage what was up with Jay White. Copeland said, well, obviously, Jay owed me a favor. He cleared up that favor, and now we're even. Christian said, last time I saw him, I had a problem with him. I still do. And he walked off. Then this went to Jay White and the Bang Bang Gang doing an in-ring interview, saying they had waited 459 days to throw up the guns in San Diego for the gold members. He said the Death Riders are kicking it with the biggest fraud in the industry, Will Ospreay. But he wants to talk about something else because now everyone has to deal with the Bang Bang Gang. He asked the question I also pondered at UFC 100, and that is, who let the dogs out? Of course, a reference
to
the dogs.
To say that.
He called Finley a Nepo baby. The crowd chanted Nepo baby. He said he is there to clear the air so we can all breathe freely because this is still the Switchblade era. Guns up. Just Jay White was on fire.
This promo was awesome.
Yeah. Shane Taylor Promotions threatened the Bang Bang Gang from backstage for a match on Collision, which takes place. Bang Bang Gang and Adam Copeland, actually. We then had the de facto main event, which was the Survival of the Fittest match for the TNT Championship. An elimination match, the first ever in AEW history. Hikaru Shida, Statlander, Micah, Harley Cameron, Queen Amidala, and Persephone. This was mostly about Persephone getting over as a heel. Harley Cameron got hit with a Splash Mountain bomb early on by Persephone.
People hated that.
I was cool with it. Persephone eliminated her. Shida kept cheating, eliminated Micah with a cheap ref distraction roll-up. Which I couldn't, like, I know it's no DQ, so it's not against the rules, but couldn't the ref just not have counted?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Shida used her in the way and then made the pinfall. So,
doesn't seem right.
Amanada hit the Queen's Crown headbutt and a running knee in the ropes, but Persephone rolled her up and pinned her, much to the chagrin of the crowd. Statlander then had to fight off the two heels, Shida, who she's been feuding with, and Persephone. She went for the Saturday Night Fever on Persephone, but Persephone countered with a roll-up. Statlander, however, reversed that roll-up, and she pinned Persephone. Shida hit a roundhouse kick to the head. Falcon's Arrow for two. Tries to hit Stat with the title. Stat counters. She goes for the Saturday Night Fever. Shida gets an ankle lock. Stat crawls to the ropes to try to break it, but there's no rope breaks. So Persephone does a drive-by with the title, whacks Stat with the belt, and Shida submits a defenseless Chris Statlander, an unconscious Chris Statlander, to win the TBS title. I believe I said TNT earlier. And then we had the main event. Kenny was going to make his choice. Will he take this title match or not? Ospreay cuts him off in the back, asks him, do you really think this is a good idea? I believe in you, but I don't know if you believe in yourself. And Kenny's like, look, this might be my last shot. I'm on borrowed time. He says he's going to go out guns blazing. Hopefully he has Ospreay's support. He goes to the ring, cuts a long promo, accepts MJF's challenge, told Max to be ready to hand over the title next week. Good night. Whatever.
Goodbye and good.
Goodbye and good night. Bang. We got a lot of guns on this show. But then Kenny Omega is attacked from behind by MJF. Omega fights back. He gets choked by one of the security guards with a rear naked choke. There's a huge melee. The brawl keeps going, and the show ends. And we have a title match set for next week on Dynamite.
Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back in the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Filthy Tom Lawler. This Saturday is the 4th of July. Tom and I debating whether we should do a show tomorrow. I hear you got nothing going on. Is that right?
You gonna put me on blast?
No, like that? Just wondering. I mean, should we do a show tomorrow or what?
I can be here.
I mean, I could be here too, but like, should we? What about the rest of you? Are you going to be here tomorrow? Or is everyone going on vacation on Friday? Yeti says we should do Fun Friday. Funk Monk says do the show. Palindrome says he ain't going to be here.
Moose Rush. Wait a minute, that's not even a person. Somebody just said Moose Rush in the chat. So,
what does that mean?
I don't know. Oh, they hope Moose leaves TNA and teams with Rush. Roosh.
Moose, actually, Roosh. That'd actually Moose, be quite Roosh. A team. Wow. Moose Roosh. Huh. Well, you know, we'll decide what we're going to do, everybody. I mean, if you hear this show again, you'll know. But if you see us both in a wacky shirt tomorrow, hey, we'll be live. But anyway, that's the show for today. Just wanted to stall for a while. Got a short segment here.
Oh, my God. I could have talked about Kirk Pinar. Are you kidding me?
Nope. No this Turkish weekend? Royal Wrestling.
Dude, Fazela Akturk. This is his year. I know Orhan Okulu won it last year, but honestly, he's looking kind of old or injured this year. And I mean, Fazela hasn't won all the tournaments, but he's meddled the most. So,
damn.
Got a new king.
I guess we do have something to watch this weekend. We're out of time, everybody. We'll probably see you tomorrow. You know how it is. We're sickos here, too.
First round starts tonight. Group 4 versus Group 5.
See you next time, everybody.
Results for you tomorrow.
Observer Live.